So back to serious matters, away from, although I'm sure Clayson Munyela's got thoughts on the stars being awarded as well, big soccer fan. But the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, DIRCO, clarifying some reports that have been out today around the apparent immunity granted to Russian President Vladimir Putin for the BRICS summit, because we know South Africa is a signatory to the Rome Statutes of the ICC. It's obliged to act against the arrest order and arrest warrant being issued for Vladimir Putin. Reports that diplomatic immunity was granted for attendees of the BRICS summit and the BRICS meeting of foreign ministers. The department saying this does not override any obligations that we have under international law. Clayson Munyela joining us now. Clayson, good afternoon to you. You've been very clear on this issue that this law, this amendment that has now been published, is not an intention to give immunity to Vladimir Putin.
Not at all, Mandy. This is standard procedure. This is normal. This is what every country, not just South Africa, does each time they host an international conference or summit. You've got to gazette diplomatic immunities and privileges in line with the Vienna Convention, because you've got visiting ambassadors and diplomats who carry immunities by virtue of their position. So you have to gazette this so that for the duration of that international conference or summit that you're hosting, they are entitled to those immunities, diplomatic immunities and privileges. We did this when we hosted the WSSD, the COP17, which is the UN Climate Change Conference, AU Summit. So we're doing this again because we're hosting the BRICS Summit, starting with the foreign ministers meeting this week in Cape Town. Then, of course, the summit itself in August. This, however, does not override any warrant that may have been issued against any attendee to the conference by an international tribunal like the ICC.
So in plain English, what that means is that if Vladimir Putin were to arrive in South Africa, South Africa would still have a responsibility to execute that arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm.
Those obligations stay the same because we are still a signatory, we remain a member of the ICC, so we would have obligations under international law.
And again, to be clear, Clayson, we have not confirmed whether we will arrest Putin in line with the Rome Statute or not. That decision is still being considered by the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, and the Interministerial Task Team. Is that right?
You did my job for me, Mandy. That is absolutely correct.
Should we talk about football and the stars that are being dished out?
Oh, we welcome the announcement by Dr. Khoza. This is excellent news. The Khoza family is very happy.
Clayson, I think I've given you far too easy of a ride here. I think lots of people will be unhappy with this, because it certainly does look as though we are trying to give immunity to Vladimir Putin, doesn't it?
No, this is normal. We do this each time we host a summit. And as we were very clear in our statement, we made the point that this does not override that warrant that has been issued. So we still have to manage that in line with the IMC constituted by Cabinet.
Clayson, thank you very much. Clayson Munyela, DIRCO's head of public diplomacy, speaking there, responding to a report that Vladimir Putin has been granted immunity. And as it stands at the moment, we have an obligation. If he arrives in South Africa, we've got to arrest the guy.